He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, October 29th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. San Diego, a little bit rainy and overcast today. That's unusual for October. Trick or treat, we'll find out. We've got a treat going on right now in the market so far. Oh, not a lot, but at least mostly green this morning. The Dow is up 34 points. The Dow is at 15,602, and if I'm not mistaken, that's closing in again on a new all-time high as this four-year, eight-month-old bull market remains intact, despite what the pundits say, and despite what the predictions are, and despite where you may think the market should be right now, it continues to hit new highs. And if you're not in this market, you're missing out. And yes, there will be a time when this market is no longer hitting new highs. But while it's hitting new highs, your portfolio should be hitting new highs. The S&P is up almost 3 points here this morning. The S&P is at 1765. Can we get to 1800 by the end of the year? I think that's quite possible. We shall see. We're up almost 3 points on the S&P 500 here this morning. The NASDAQ, however, is down a couple of points. The NASDAQ is getting ever so close to the 4,000 level. We're at 3,937 on the NASDAQ. It's been on a tear this year. It remains on a tear until further notice. The 10-year yield has backed off to 2.53% here recently. We have gold down 370 to 1348, and oil is down 47 cents to $98.21. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in the southwest corner of the United States, as far southwest as you can possibly go. If you go any further west, you'd have to have a lifeboat, and if you go any further south, you need a passport. But we're down here as far away from New York City and Manhattan and Wall Street and what goes on there. We're as far away as we can possibly be. And it's not that I haven't been there and I don't know what goes on there. I've been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I visited many of the firms back there on Wall Street. And I see them marching to the subways every single day after work and trudging home and squeezing in on the subways and going home to Long Island or to Brooklyn or wherever. And you know what? I just like my pace of life here in San Diego a little bit better. No subways. it just is nice, all right? And I like to be away from the mundane. And what goes on there? Because it seems like what goes on there is J.P. Morgan and General Electric and Citigroup and Merck and Pfizer. Rarely do I hear Tractor Supply or Illumina or Activis or some of the other Dexcom or some of the other companies that I talk about. I go on and on and on about companies that you've probably never heard of. But these are the best stocks now, in my opinion. They're not big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. I know they're not in 100-story skyscrapers like Pfizer. I've talked about my story of Pfizer many times. You come out the door of Grand Central Station, and right there next to Grand Central Station is this skyscraper that looks like it goes to the stars. Literally, I don't think I could see the top of it. It just disappeared in the clouds somewhere. And above the door, inscribed, and then gold-leafed, was the simple name, Pfizer. It's the world headquarters of Pfizer. It's intimidating as heck. It's not like driving down the 805 here in San Diego by the UTC Mall and the NAS Miramar Naval Air Station, and there's a little building, about three stories, called Illumina. There's a big difference between Pfizer and Illumina. Pfizer looks down on Illumina. They're much larger in size than Illumina. If I'm not mistaken, is Pfizer in the Dow? I want to say it's in the Dow. They changed the Dow so much, I'm kind of losing track these days of who's in the Dow and who's out of the Dow. But, you know, I mean, one is this gargantuan company, name recognition. Everybody's probably taken a Pfizer product at some time in their life. And yet here's this little unknown company in San Diego that's beaten the pants off of Pfizer over the years from a performance point of view. And the question is, maybe you feel more comfortable in your lofty perch on the 100th floor of Pfizer looking down on the world with all their big drugs and all their lobbyists in Washington, D.C., versus owning a smaller stock like Illumina or Dexcom or any number of other companies that have outperformed Pfizer. At one time, Pfizer had a big pipeline of new drug candidates. Pfizer was a biotech at one time, developing new drugs. But you know what? Eventually, things get so big and so unwieldy and so bureaucratic and so slow moving where you need a panel to discuss every decision that the company's going to make, you know, you just kind of lose it. You're no longer this cutting edge company. I mean, the bigger something gets, the more unwieldy, the more bureaucratic it becomes. That's an eternal truth, in my opinion. And you can look to healthcare.gov as an example of that. You know, we all wish it was a smooth transition and it worked well, but it's a disaster. There's just too many hands in the pot. It's a big bureaucratic mess. So me, I prefer companies that haven't become a big bureaucratic mess. Now, I make exceptions from time to time. I'm currently an owner of Apple Computer, but I think they've kept that company from becoming a big bureaucratic mess like Microsoft or Cisco. Probably at some time, Apple will reach that category and that time to move on. I don't think Apple is any longer an aggressive growth high flyer like it was a few years ago. But I think for a conservative growth stock, and it may even be one of the stocks that we feature here today, give you a current look at Apple since their earnings report here. But when companies become big bureaucratic messes, and the company can no longer innovate without having dozens of meetings amongst their board members and staff and panels and the best and the brightest, as they call them. Sometimes the more best and the brightest you assemble around a table, boy, do the ideas get watered down. Where in the past, you know, you had some creative genius like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, Imagineering, or Walt Disney, Imagineering new things. They get replaced by panels, bureaucracies. They can't decide what to have for lunch. And then it's time to move on. When growth in a company is no longer 15, 20, 25% per year, but instead is single digits, 7, 8, 9% per year, it's time to move on. Because all things being equal, earnings growth of earnings equates to stock price appreciation. All things being equal, a company growing by 30% per year should deliver much higher returns than a company delivering 5 to 6% growth per year. Now, you could buy that 30% grower at a sky-high price and defeat that truism. That's why valuation is important, and that's where valuation comes in. If you buy the stock right, a 30% grower should blow the doors off Pfizer, which is now a 5 or 6% grower. So it's up to you. You know what? I call my show the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Had we been doing this show, which we were doing this show 15 years ago, it was a whole different set of Best Stocks Now. I can remember the decade of the 90s was the decade of the HMOs. They were the new kid on the block. They were the new hot stocks, managed healthcare. Those were some of the hottest stocks around. I can remember the dot-coms when they were the hottest stocks around. I can remember the commodity boom that we went through when anything relating to coal or oil or rebar, they were the hottest stocks around. Today it's the pharmaceuticals and it's the biotechs. What will the next best stock now be? Well, for that, we have the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the Best Stocks Now Newsletter, and the Best Stocks Now App. I make no guarantees, but I do my best. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, it's earnings season. We're about halfway through earnings season. And earnings season, we'll face it again about the first week in January. Oh, we're going to have a nice break between now and the next earnings season. But for now, we're still kind of in the thick and in the throes of earnings season. And I talked about a subject matter last week. How should you handle your investments during earnings season? Well, you know, if you're a day trader, that's a whole different ball game. So I'm not really speaking to day traders. I'm a guy who's looking for stocks that outperform the market over time. I try to stack the probabilities on my side by looking for companies with superior performance, superior stock charts, and superior value. And when I can find all three of those in one stock, they become a best stock now and a candidate to go into my clients' portfolios or into one of my newsletter model portfolios. And generally speaking, I'm not looking for a quarter of a point. I'm not looking to skin a 16th off of a $10 stock that goes up to 10 and 1/16. Instead, I'm looking for companies that go up 40, 50, 60, 100, 200, 300%. That's what I'm looking for. In a perfect world, I'd love to own these stocks for a long, long time and not have to mess with them. But you know what? They have to still be babysat every day. And watched very closely, and the earnings have to be watched, and the charts have to be watched, and the news has to be watched. And I've had people say, well, why do you hold stocks during earnings? Why don't you sell them the day before they report earnings, and then do whatever you want with them the day after they report earnings? And I would say this, you know, if you're buying good stocks to begin with, the probabilities are on your side that the company's going to report decent or fair earnings, above average earnings, because they're an above average company with above average management. Yet there's no guarantees. And I think that there's just as much chance that a company misses their earnings estimates. In fact, I think that's probably a lower probability that a company misses its earnings estimates as opposed to meeting or exceeding earnings estimates. In fact, the probabilities and the odds would prove me out. When you get to the end of earnings season, CNBC almost always does the scorecard. They're keeping tabs. Of the companies that have reported earnings, generally speaking, 75%, somewhere in that neighborhood, will exceed earnings estimates. So number one, owning a stock through earnings estimates, the probabilities are on your side that you're going to be on that winning side, that they come in and exceed their estimates that the analyst had projected. Now, if you're a nervous Nelly and ultra scared of stocks, you would sell your stock before earnings estimates, earnings season, or earnings reports come along. I think Facebook's going to report tomorrow, Wednesday. And I've been asked by MarketWatch to write an article as quickly as I can on Facebook's earnings tomorrow. Should I sell my Facebook position today and wait and see what happens? Well, it cuts both ways. I had a stock last week that reported earnings and they missed and they were down 10%. I had another company, New Skin, that reported earnings and blasted off after the earnings estimates. In my opinion, it's just part of owning a stock. When you buy a stock, you accept risk. And if you buy the better stocks, there's a way to mitigate that risk to some extent. You can't get rid of it all the time. Or you can't get rid of all of the risks. Mitigating it to some extent, yes. So Apple, obviously, was in the news here recently reporting earnings. And really, there was a lot of excitement and hoopla leading up to the earnings, in the after hours after the earnings report, and of course, the following day. The bottom line currently on Apple is this. Why would we analyze or look at Apple in any different way than we look at any other stock? We begin with the performance. Over the last 10 years, Apple has delivered 46% per year. The market has delivered 5% per year. This is one of the best performing stocks of the last decade. And yes, that most of that decade included Steve Jobs. And now you've got a new man at the top. And that's something to consider. But the app doesn't know that. The app's just crunching the numbers, with or without Steve Jobs. Over the last 5 years, Apple has delivered 40% per year. The market has delivered 13%, so it's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, Apple's delivered 21% per year, while the market's delivered 14%, as I see Tim Cook waltzing across my CNBC screen, wearing his black shirt, reminiscent of Steve Jobs. Is he wearing Levi's too? More than likely. Now, over the last 12 months, here's the rub. Apple's down 10%. The market is up 25%. Apple's had a terrible 12-month run. I got out of Apple. I bought Apple a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. I'd have to look at the exact date, in the high 300s. And I sold it in about the mid 600s, right after it started to roll over from that 706 peak. And then it dropped all the way down to about the 385 level. I never nibbled at it that whole way. Instead, I said, Apple is eventually going to do a Netflix. It's going to go sideways. During this whole time, while it's going down and going sideways, it's dead money. In fact, I have a blow-up picture on my wall here in my office of CNBC, me and a couple of other commentators there, with my headline, Apple's Dead Money for Now. And it has been. But finally, and I said this would happen, it would break out like Netflix did. And that happened in the first part of August. Apple finally broke out of that sideways trend. I got back in to Apple because the numbers, the ranking started to rise once again on Apple. Now let's look at the valuation of Apple. It's currently trading at 12 times forward earnings. My database is trading at 20 times forward earnings. It's trading at a big discount to the average stock in my database. It's expected to grow by 15% per year. It's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.80. It pays a dividend of 2.3%. Well, that's more than you can get on a U.S. Treasury. Personally, I'd rather own Apple than a U.S. Treasury, but that's just me. Because U.S. Treasuries are sensitive to rising interest rates. Apple's not sensitive to rising interest rates. Apple, in fact, is in my income and growth portfolio right now. So I decided to hold on to my Apple all through these nervous last few days. I have a valuation 5 years from now, just north of 900. We'll see if it gets there or not. But at least those are the expectations right now. Apple's in a very solid uptrend. Apple currently passes my performance test. Gets a performance grade of A-. It passes my value test, and it passes my technical pattern test. Out of 3,613 stocks, Apple comes in at number 236, and I currently own it in my conservative growth accounts and my growth and income accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
I'm here, but I can't hear the show.
Okay, just start talking and pick up the show.
Okay, I think we're back. We had a little static here, and you never know. Maybe somebody didn't pay the AT&T bill. I got to get my accounts payable person in here and make sure we sent that check out last week. The AT&T, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked about Pfizer versus Illumina. Pfizer's in a 127-story bill. I don't know how many stories, but when you look up, you can't see the top. I don't know. It just descends into the clouds. The CEO, I think, resides in the clouds up there somewhere. And you know what? It was a great stock at one time. To me, in my opinion, it's not a best stock anymore. Still a great company, but is it a 50, 30, 40, 20% grower? I don't think so. It's right next door to Grand Central Station in downtown New York City. Dexcom is just in Serrano Valley or whatever here in Little San Diego, California. And I don't have any partiality towards San Diego stocks for whatever reason. All kinds of San Diego stocks have been huge winners this year. Some of my biggest winners are right here in my backyard, which again leads to the evidence, points to the evidence that all good things come from San Diego, except when it comes to baseball, football, basketball, and every other majors. But we did have a little soccer team that I think won the major indoor San Diego or the major indoor championships at one point, but not a big indoor soccer fan, really. All right, let's take a look at another stock. We just did Apple. Apple's been in the news here recently. I held my Apple. I don't think, however, let me just clarify one thing on Apple. If you're a momentum, high-flying, go-go investor, Apple is not your cup of tea anymore. Apple has now, in my opinion, dropped down a notch in the realm of large-cap conservative growth stocks or even growth and income stocks because it does pay a pretty healthy dividend these days. And if you're looking for income and the possibility of growth on top of that income, me personally, I would avoid the bond market because I don't see the possibility there for that capital appreciation, which would have to come from falling interest rates. And I just don't see falling interest rates in the offing here. On the other hand, there's many stocks out there that pay a nice little dividend. Boy, one yesterday that I wrote about, it is breaking out. A weird little company, Orchids Paper Products. Should I do that one or should I do Activists? No, I'm going to do Activists. I like that one better right now. But I like this little TIS. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Orchids Paper Products. Here's a little stock that pays a 5% dividend. That has been a fantastic little small cap stock, and one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's nothing to sneeze about. They manufacture tissue paper, paper towels, bathroom tissue, and paper napkins for the consumer and at-home products. Best stocks now come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And Orchids Paper Products is in the same portfolio, the same growth and income portfolio that Apple is in. All right, so there you go. You go from a $600 billion company down to a little $240 million stock, but we're getting a nice dividend and we're getting nice growth. What do we care? All right. Okay, so we're going to go somewhere else. We're going to go in a different direction here because we have another stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management that has also reported earnings. And I've talked about this one in the past. It's in Parsippany, New Jersey. The name of the company is Activus. A-C-T is the symbol. Activus develops generic and branded drugs for hypertension, elevated cholesterol, contraception, pain, and others. So they've got a full array of drugs that will seemingly cure just about any ill. It also seems like they've got a stock that's healthy for your portfolio right now. At least it's been very helpful for me. I could not be happier with my very large position in Activus. Now, Activus is a $20 billion company. Therefore, it's a large cap stock. I don't believe they pay any kind of a dividend. No dividend. This is a large cap growth stock. So if you're a conservative investor, and if Illumina makes your right eyeball twitch because it's too wild or too small, or Dexcom or some of these high-flying biotechs right now, well, you can step down the ladder a little bit on the risk scale, going from aggressive down into the conservative to moderate risk scale. And that's also important. Where is the company that you own in your portfolio on the risk scale? I've had people send me emails, hey, Bill, what do you think of this stock? It's really going up. It's going like mad. I've got a big position in it. And I pretty much can tell that it's the only stock this person owns. And I look at it, and it's like a $26 million company. You know, on the risk scale of 1 to 100, it's like a 98 or 99. That risk scale is very important. You need to understand and know where your risk level is at any given time. This little tissue paper stock is in the same portfolio with Apple. I would say on the risk scale, Apple's a little less risky than this little $264 Kleenex stock. So you have to, you know, mix your risk and be in the appropriate risk profile that you're comfortable with. Activists, I would put into the conservative risk profile because it's now a large cap $20 billion stock. How did we analyze Apple? We looked at the performance of the stock, long term, intermediate term, short term. We looked at the valuation and we looked at the stock chart. How are we going to analyze this persnickety company out of New Jersey that develops generic drugs? We're not going to do it any differently than we did Apple. Do the same exact screens that we did on Apple. Let's begin with the five-year performance, because this is where this stock has really started to shine over the last 5 years. In fact, the stock has delivered better than Apple numbers. Apple over the last 5 years with 39% per year. Activists over the last 5 years is 43% per year. The market's only 13% per year. Activists over the last 3 years has blown away Apple. Not only has it blown away Apple, it's also blown away the market. Activists has delivered 46% per year. The market's delivered 14% per year. And the big leg up that Activists has over Apple is over the last 12 months, it's up 68%. Apple's in negative territory over the last 12 months. It's playing catch up right now. Activists is up 68% while the market's up 24% over the last 12 months. Performance grade of A-. Momentum grade of B+. Valuation, I see it as very compelling, and I still see it as very compelling. This stock is currently trading at 11.7 times forward earnings. My database is trading at 20 times. It's expected to grow by 17% per year. That means it has even a lower PEG ratio than Apple. Apple had a PEG ratio of 0.8. Activists has a PEG ratio of 0.69. So not only does it have better performance, remember, everything's relative in the market. You think a stock is good, there's always one better out there until you get to the number one stock in the Gunderson database. Maybe Activists is it. We'll find out here in a minute. When I do the math on Activists, I get a $272 target price. It's currently trading at $153. So 5 years from now, I think this stock could be significantly higher than where it is today. Lastly, we take a look at that all-important stock chart, where I see a stock that has been in an uptrend for the last 12 months and is breaking out to new highs today. Sweet. Out of 3,636 stocks, Activists gets a current grade of A and a ranking of number 149, and I own it. We'll be right back. I don't see the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I want to talk just a little bit about my industry, give you some insights into my industry that I've watched over the years. You know, when I first got into the business, I eventually hooked up with a firm in San Diego that had a radio show, and that's how I found them. And I found out after about a few months of working there, back then they were what is known as a penny stock firm, where they were promoting penny stocks. I guess I didn't do my research on them, because when they were on the radio show, they didn't talk about penny stocks. I guess you call that bait and switch. They talked about Apple, and they talked about Microsoft, and they talked about Intel. And the head of the company sounded rather intelligent. I thought, you know what? These guys sound like they got it all together. And I found out they were penny stock promoters. I think most of those penny, and of course I left as soon as I found out what kind of place they were. And then I went to a brokerage firm where they charge commissions on their products. It's like a cafeteria. You go through there and you fill up your tray. And by the time you get to the end of the line, you got quite a few little items there on your tray. Someone's making a lot of money off of you. I found that to be very, very distasteful. I did not like the commission-oriented business at all. Of course, mutual funds, they pay you a commission if you sell some guy a mutual fund. For that reason, the mutual fund wholesalers came through our office daily with pizzas, lunch. Come eat lunch. Hear our pitch. That's all we want you to do is to put some of your clients into our mutual fund. And then there was the offerings where they would package up some offering. One of the big firms would package up some offering and offer that out to the public with a hidden commission. And when they had the brokers all meet in the lunchroom and pitch the product, the bottom line was this: for every share you guys sell of this offering, you get 3%. In other words, if you bring in a $25,000 investment into this thing, you get $750 on your paycheck this Friday, Jack. And I didn't like that. I just found it very distasteful. I said, look, I want to be a fee-based money manager. And I quickly converted over to a fee-based money manager, where it's all I do is I get paid a fee for managing your money. And the commission guys were making a lot more than me. But I said, you know what, over time, you commission guys, it's all you're doing is looking out for yourself. I know who you are, and I know what you're about. And I think over time, I'm going to be like the tortoise, and you're going to be like the hare. Because it's all you can see. You can't see beyond this Friday's paycheck. I want to build a business. And so I got into the money management business, fee-based only. And I saw those commission guys burn out. Very few of them are in the business anymore. They burn their book. In this industry, we call it burning your book. Every few years, they would put people into commission products that eventually would fizzle out or not perform, and they would lose their clients over it. I just don't think that that's a very good business model. And I see that same business model over and over and over again. I hear the commercials. I heard a commercial this morning. Come attend our seminar this week. We're going to be talking about alternative real estate investing. Well, I know that that's a veiled pitch for investing in non-public REITs. And that's also a veiled pitch for a guy who's going to get anywhere from 5 to 10% commissions on all the money he raises by the end of that seminar. And that free chicken dinner may end up costing you a whole lot more than what the dinner. You'd have been much better off heading down to the local Applebee's or to the local whatever, Chili's, I don't know, whatever your taste is, and paying for your chicken dinner. Because it can get real expensive when you get into products that are illiquid, when you get into products that have huge internal management fees, when you get into products that pay the salesman huge commissions. Who do you think's paying that commission? It's coming out of your pocket. Yeah, they didn't realize that. I had a guy that came into me, he says, oh, I'm in all USAA mutual funds, and they're only charging me 0.9%. to manage my portfolio. Why should I pay you 2%? And I said, well, you're in all USAA mutual funds and you're paying them 0.9%. I said, how much are you paying the mutual fund managers to manage those funds? Well, nothing. They're no-load funds. I said, they may be no-load funds, but they're charging you a management fee. Just go to Morningstar.com, type in the symbol of your no-load fund, and then look at the expense ratio. And we found that he was paying anywhere from 0.9 up to 2% on the mutual funds that they were managing inside of his portfolio. So someone was getting 0.9% to assemble this group of mutual funds. In addition to that, he's paying the mutual fund managers. I said, you know, in the end, you're paying them about 2%. And you know what they've got you in? Look at this. Short-term bond funds. Now, this guy's 30 years old. You're in intermediate-term bond funds. You're in long-term bond funds. You're in emerging markets. You're in precious metals. You're spread out so far and so wide, you're probably lucky to be up 4 or 5% this year, which is probably right if he does the math. I said, they've got you in a classic asset allocation that's designed to be an all-weather thing. And in the end, in my opinion, gives very mediocre results. And you're paying them more or about equivalent to what you'd be paying me, who designs a custom portfolio fitted for your taste and strives hard to be in the best stocks now and changes things when the world changes. So you know what? You can say you get what you pay for. If someone's saying, well, I'm only paying 0.5% over here at Firm A. Well, what is Firm A doing for you? How much have they made for you? I don't know. You have to compare. You're comparing sometimes apples with oranges. So don't get all hung up on the fees you're paying. It's the bottom line that counts. And I don't like commission products. And I do not sell commission products here at Gunderson Capital Management. PWStreet.com. Or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Take care and have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.